Now approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. Train with KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination. Aboard the Night Train, Sunday nights, only on Radio Sega.
Thank you. Hello everyone. Welcome aboard Night Train on Radio Sega. My name is David, aka KC, and this is your late Sunday night show on Radio Sega, Night Train. It's a chill, relaxing show. I hope you've had a great weekend so far. It's almost over, unless you're in some part of the world where it's Monday already. And if so, I'm sorry, but I hope you can enjoy some nice, relaxing tunes to get you over whatever you're doing, if you're in Australia or something, or maybe New Zealand. It's Monday morning. Hi. Hope you're enjoying yourself. Anyway, welcome to Radio Sega. This is the final show of the week and of the weekend here. And we're celebrating not only helping you get ready for a new week, but also the recent release, or re-release, should I say, of Persona 3 Portable and Persona 4 Golden on current gen systems. And by the way, since we mentioned that right now, I would like to ask you if you've played any of these games, either back in the day or right now as part of this recent re-release. Let me know. Join us on Discord. That's the best way to tell me if you've played these games or not and what your thoughts on them are. radiose.ga/discord. That's where the magic happens. That's where all the lovely people who are enjoying this show live are. Unless you're not, and you're listening to us live, and you're not on Discord, you're beautiful too. You're lovely too. Don't worry. Tweet at Radio Sega. I will get those tweets read on air as well. So that's also valid, but why not join us on Discord? That's the best way to experience Radio Sega live shows. That said, shout out to Resident ST, to Pocket Ellery, to Copkit, to Green Viper 8, to Tweeny, and to whoever else is on Discord but not chatting at the moment. Yeah. Also, yes, Copkit, boo to all those living in the Monday already. Sunday people represent, we salute you. Yes. As I was saying, we have a lot of Persona tracks to play for you this week. It wasn't intentional, I'll be honest. As I was putting together the playlist for this this episode, I just kept adding Persona tracks. And then I thought to myself, well, why not add some Persona 3 and 4 tunes to the mix as well? And when I looked at the final playlist, I had like 3 or 4 slots left for non-Persona tracks, so I just went with it. And that's what we ended up with for tonight's show. That's why we started off the show with a couple of Persona tracks. The first one was a very chill remix by Bottom Edge, Time to Make History, from Persona 4. This is part of the Persona Meets Bass Cross Space, Bass X Bass album. Not sure. And then we had Warm Feeling from Persona 3 Portable. Those were the two initial tracks, two nice picks, if I could say so myself. I think I can. I think I'm entitled to my opinion on this. But let me know if you disagree, if you think we should have gone with other tracks. Good evening, Hydro. Hello. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Discord as well. As for my own experience with the Persona series, I've played Persona 4 Golden on the Vita. I'm not sure why I didn't finish the game. Two things come to mind, two possibilities come to mind, as per usual when I'm playing JRPGs. First of all, I probably had to grind and got to a point in one of the dungeons where I got a little upset by the difficulty level. Maybe that was like a difficulty spike at some point. I don't know. Maybe I got bored of just running around the dungeon and having to fight all these enemies until I got to the boss fight. Maybe. That's just one possibility that tends to happen with when I play JRPGs. The second one is I had to start playing something that came out at the same time that I was playing Persona 4, and then I never picked it back up again. So those are the two possible scenarios for what happened with between me and Persona 4 Golden. I was enjoying the story. I was kind of enjoying the gameplay. I was just putting up with it for the story, to be honest, to be completely honest here. So that was the first Persona game that I played. Then Persona 5 came out, and I thought to myself, nah, it looks great, but I'm probably not going to enjoy it, so I won't pick it up. Then Persona 5 Royal, same thing, and then last year it came to Game Pass. So I thought to myself, I have nothing to lose, so let's try it. And I loved it. I really love Persona 5 Royal. But again, I hit a wall with a certain boss. I think I've discussed this on air before. A certain boss fight was kicking my ass, and so I stopped. And it actually, that happened like a couple of days before, the day before, I got Sonic Frontiers. And so I went from that to Sonic Frontiers, which is not a very demanding, very hard, very long game, as you probably know. But when I got through Sonic Frontiers, I never went back to Persona 5 Royal. So I plan on doing that at some point, probably in the next couple of weeks, because I'm planning... Should I say this? Oh, yeah. I'm planning something Persona related for the Sega Lounge, for the upcoming season of the Sega Lounge. And so I wanted to actually finish Persona 5 Royal and even maybe try to maybe start Persona 3 Portable or 4 Golden again through Game Pass. I don't know if that's going to happen, but at least Persona 5 Royal, I want to finish, actually, because I'm very close. I know I'm very close. I think. I'm almost sure I'm very close. I mean, how long can that game go on for? So, probably. And then I'm going to play it. I was, like, halfway through it. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to Night Train. That's my initial ramble. You're not going to hear from me much, I hope. Unless you give me something to talk about. I want to know what your experiences with the Persona series are. Are you someone who enjoys JRPGs as a way to relax, by the way? Because I've heard people say this, that JRPGs are good games to play while you're doing something else, like watching a TV show or like listening to music or whatever. Something you can just, because you have to grind a lot, and like there's the turn-based system, and that allows you to do other things at the same time. I personally don't enjoy that system, that battle system, that much. And so I don't find it that relaxing. But are you one of those people that chooses JRPGs as a way to relax at the end of the day or week or something? Let me know. At Radio Sega on Twitter, radiose.ga/discord for joining our Discord server. Another big shout out to João Pardal, who just joined us on Discord. One of the loveliest people in the world, because he just joined Discord. Let's keep going, shall we, guys? So as I said, there's a lot of Persona tracks for you tonight. The upcoming block contains none. So the next two blocks of music won't contain any Persona. And then we'll kick the Persona love into high gear, because it was just going to go crazy with the chill Persona tracks. But we're going to start this next block with a track that you probably know I love. If you've been listening to my shows for a while, you know that I love this. This is in my top three, probably, of all-time Sega favorite Sega tracks. this one or any of the many different versions of this track that you have available on the many different Seventh Dragon games. So this is from the original game, from Seventh Dragon. It's our mandatory Yuzu Koshiro track of the week. Not intentional, but it's been happening. On Night Train, we always have at least one Yuzu Koshiro track. This is this week's track from Seventh Dragon. This is Labyrinth Jungle Navigation. So good. You're listening to Night Train. Thank you.
Radio Sega. Night Train with KC.
Yeah.
And that is Sympathy from Shenmue the Animation, the ending theme of Shenmue the Animation. Welcome back to Night Train. We've been talking JRPGs, we've been talking just now how we all love Crunchyroll, and the fact that they are not going to make a new season of Shenmue the Animation. Kidding, we don't. But but you should, if you haven't watched Shenmue the Animation, if you're even remotely familiar with the games, you should watch it. It's pretty good, and it's not. I think was who was it? Pocket Ellery was asked if the anime is as much as a slow burn as the game. First of all, harsh. You take that back, but I understand. Secondly, no, it's not. As Viper said, it's, if anything, it's too much of a fast burn. Like, you have like a limited number of episodes, and it's like Shenmue 1 and Shenmue 2, everything, you'll it all put together into like one season of the anime. Mostly one is cramped up a bit, but it also, if you think about the game or the games themselves, Shenmue 1 was one chapter of the entire story, so it was bound to be shorter in the whole scheme of things. So it makes a bit of sense. I personally just wanted to see what they would come up with. Maybe, you know, pick up on season Shenmue 3 as a second season of the anime. Maybe that would also bring some interest back into the Shenmue franchise from other people who watch the anime, and we'd get a new sequel faster than we're probably gonna get it. So yeah, who knows? Anyway, that's not the purpose of this show. Let's not get into that. As I said, I wouldn't talk as much this week. I'm failing already. So let me just tell you what we just played there. We had, we started the block with Labyrinth, Jungle Navigation from Seventh Dragon, Yuzo Koshiro Love for the week. I love this track, be it this one, the retro version, the Seventh Dragon 2020 version, the Hatsune Miku version as well. Just one of the best songs, one of the best Sega songs. Had it as my ringtone for a long time. Then we had Starfield Sky from Valkyrie Chronicles 4. Since we're talking about JRPGs, I feel like Valkyrie Chronicles deserves a special mention, because it's not your typical JRPG game. It's a turn-based game, RPG, but the battles are different, because you have more mobility, you have more freedom, you have to be a little bit more tactical at times as well, but you don't have like all those crazy systems of things like elements that are weak to other elements and stuff like that. So you don't have all these crazy systems. It's just it's very straightforward in how battles work, because you're in an actual battlefield, and it's like a war, a battle. So you know your soldiers have some strengths, some weaknesses. You have their positions, and how you place them in the battlefield affects the outcome of a battle, but that's basically it. You have your movement points, your action points and stuff, but it's very, very straightforward. The story is great, the music is amazing, the art style is like perfection. And it actually inspired, by the way, if you're curious, it actually inspired the cover art for our show, for Night Train, courtesy of the magnificent Kopke. You have a Valkyrie Chronicles inspired train there. It's awesome. But yeah, so if you're in, what's happening in our chat room is we have nothing but JRPG haters here. So I shared my opinions on JRPGs, asked if people actually are able to relax by playing JRPGs, and it seems like that didn't happen. Green Viper 8 said that grinding can be relaxing, but having to use your brain for the battles is a little bit stressful. Agreed. Pocket Ellery said that they play the games for a few days, and then 1 day passes, two days pass, 3 days pass, and they don't pick up the game again. So that's what happens with me. There are too many systems, too many ins and outs, like Viper said, which puts them off. Same. The exceptions being maybe Yakuza Like a Dragon, Persona 5 Royal, and I agree with that. Those are very good ones to start if you're not a very big fan of the genre, if you're not as into JRPGs as other people are. Kopke also said that he doesn't really enjoy JRPGs, like turn-based RPGs. He prefers action RPGs. Same here, definitely. And Jean Pardal also said, not a fan of RPGs, but they have memorable soundtracks, and the Persona series is no exception. The Persona series excels at the soundtrack department, because it's a little bit different, right? So you're used to like having a JRPG with an orchestral soundtrack, an amazing epics orchestral soundtrack, just like Valkyrie Chronicles, and then you have this funky ass soundtrack from the Persona series that just, it's just amazing. So it's a little bit different, very very different actually. But yeah, Kopke asks, in an if scenario, if Shenmue continued as a dating sim or interactive novel, would anyone buy it? And Green Viper 8 says, absolutely. Hydro says, maybe some other time. I would buy it because it's Shenmue, Kopke, but I mean, that would be very disappointing. I want to know what happens in the story that Yu Suzuki came up with. Whatever crazy stuff he's got in his head, I want to know what it is. We probably won't ever know the full extent of the story, but I hope he has that recorded somewhere, like written somewhere. If anything is to happen to Yu Suzuki, we cannot lose the story of Shenmue, how he intended it, even if it's just like a book that comes out at some point. Really need to know what that was, what the intent was. Okay, let me just take a quick break here from talking about JRPGs to mention something very important. RadioSE.ga/fanchoice. RadioSE.ga/fanchoice is where you should go right now, even if you're listening to this in podcast form. Just open your browser, RadioSE.ga/fanchoice. You have exactly 1 week, or less than 1 week left to vote for our Fan Choice Awards 2022. You can vote for, and you can and you should vote for, Song of the Year and Remix of the Year. You have 10 nominees on each side. Just choose the one that you like the most and vote for it. And 1 week from now, so exactly on Sunday the 29th, before Night Train airs, we'll have the announcements show, the results show, airing on Radio Sega, so you should definitely tune in for that. At around 8 p.m. UK time, we'll announce the results, but you have 1 week left to not only vote, but also to tell your friends to vote and just share the love for the amazing music that Sega put out last year, and also not just Sega, but the community as well. Somebody steal the Shenmue script from Suzuki's bin, so we make that dating sim. No, Kopkin, no. Okay, let's keep going. Let's play more music. Speaking of Fan Choice Awards, we're going to have last year's Remix of the Year winner, Icefurno. Yeah, so last year, Radio Sega's Fan Choice Remix of the Year was actually a Super Hang-On remix, but not the ones that you're used to when it comes to Super Hang-On. The name entry song. Yeah, that was the winner. And this is the Icefernal Remix, followed by a very chill and lovely Casino Night Zone remix that we'll discuss at length when we come back. You're listening to Night Train on Radio Sega. I'm your conductor, KC. I have only two words for you. Two.
Enjoy a late night audio journey as you relax and let your mind unwind with the best of Sega music. Night Train with KC on Radio Sega.
Smile.
how great was that? Follow the Wind by Wonk. W-O-N-K. There was a Casino Nights own cover remix sorts with original lyrics. That was amazing, right? Yeah. I actually was planning on ending the show with this song, but then I thought, no, let's go with the Persona track, because, you know, it fits the theme. So yeah. But this is one of the tracks that I discovered recently, and I wanted to play. I play a lot of, at least from my perspective, a lot of new community music, right? So a lot of many new remixes that I've been finding out on all the obscure corners of the internet, namely Spotify and stuff. Obscure. Yeah. Anyway, those two tracks were great. Iceferno, name entry, Iceferno remix from Super Hang-On, winner of Radio Sega's Fan Choice Remix of the Year 2021. And then Wonk, Follow the Wind, Casino Night Zone. This is part of an album called A Tribute to Sonic the Hedgehog. And we'll have more music from this album next week for sure. I was planning on playing at least one more track, but then Persona took over, and so it got pushed to next week. So expect more of this great album next week. So welcome back to the show, Radio Sega's Night Train. I hope you're enjoying the tunes. Shout out to our podcast listeners who, you know, have been downloading or streaming the show. Big shout out to Skill Jim, aka James Brown from Shenmue Dojo. I know you're listening, buddy, so big shout out. Thank you very much for listening to Night Train. I hope this podcast, if you're listening to the podcast, I hope this show, this podcast brings you some joy, some comfort, some you know, that that's what I'm hoping to bring people, that warmth, perhaps, I don't know. Anyway, we're gonna kick off the Persona blocks of music that are coming next, but let me just mention one very important thing, which is our upcoming Passenger mix. So thank you very much, by the way, to everyone who has already suggested or requested tracks for that upcoming special episode of A Night Train, which is the Passenger mix. Well, so I will not be adding any music to that episode. I will not be putting any of my I will not put my grubby hands on that episode and choosing music for you. You guys are choosing the playlist for that Passenger mix. I think we've got music at this point. We've got music for more than one Passenger mix, so we'll see what happens. But if you still haven't requested anything, or even if you have but you just this week you came across an amazing chill track that you'd like me to play on that special episode of the show, you can go to radiose.ga/nighttrain, radiose.ga/nighttrain, and that's how you can request music for upcoming Passenger mixes we'll have on the show. I hope to tell you the date of the first Passenger mix next week. So I'll just need to do some planning, some scheduling, and then hopefully next week we'll properly announce the date of our first Passenger mix when the conductor just drives and you guys choose the playlist. Yeah. Let's keep going, guys. Let's play some Persona. Coming up next is a block of three tracks. One from Persona 3, one from Persona 4, and one from Persona 5. Not in that order. Oh no, sorry. We'll start with a remix by Rukunetsu. I haven't played a song by Rukunetsu on air in so long, in years. Rukunetsu, aka Project R, awesome stuff. by Rukunetsu always. It's always nice to have music by Rukunetsu on Radio Sega. And this is one that I don't think I've ever played, because at the time that this got released, I think we technically didn't have Persona 4 as a Sega game yet. It hadn't been re-released by Sega or during the Sega days of Atlas, so I probably couldn't technically play it on air. And so let's correct that right now with this track called Royal Heartbreak Heartbeat, which is obviously a Persona 4 remix. This is Night Train. Let's play some Persona music. Mm-mm.
It's Fan Choice season. Time to finally choose your Fan Choice song and remix of 2022. Visit radiose.ga/fanchoice and vote for your respective picks until the 29th of January, 12 a.m. UK time. Then, hear the winners during our Fan Choice Awards results special, 29th of January from 8 p.m. UK time. Only on Radio Sega. Thank you.
Night Train. Choo choo.
Dun, 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 dun. Indeed, that was ABMM, yes, with Polonia Mall, I think that's it, from Persona 3, a lo-fi remix, Polonia, I believe that's it. If not, I apologize, but I love. Before that, we had Sweet from Persona 5 by Lo-Fi Lia. As I said last week, we're going to be hearing a lot more of Lo-Fi Lia throughout this season of Night Train, I'm sure. And the first track was Royal Heartbreak Heartbeat by Rukunetsu. Shout out to Rukunetsu. Always a pleasure to play music by Rukunetsu on Radio Sega. Welcome back. This is Night Train. This is episode 2. Of Night Train, by the way, which is awesome. Really enjoying doing this show, really enjoying the vibes on Discord as well. And if you're not on Discord, you should definitely join. By the way, if you're listening to the podcast, next week, come join us live on Discord. That's how you should always listen to Radio Sega live shows if you can. But if not, I appreciate you downloading or streaming the podcast as well. We're very close to ending this show. We have 3 tracks left to play, and we're going to say goodbye. I just wanted to take this time to talk a little bit about what's coming up next on Radio Sega. I usually do that at the end of the show, but so I don't do it as quickly and stressfully as usual, let's talk about that now. So coming up next, tomorrow, Monday, at 6 p.m. or from 6 p.m. UK time, we'll have Radio Sega guest nights. So we'll have the Sega guys, and I'm sure this week, I actually have this information, but I didn't look beforehand, so wait. So tomorrow, yes, January 23rd, tomorrow, 6 p.m., Sega guys with their guide to buying a Sega Saturn in 2023. That's the episode we'll be airing tomorrow at 6 p.m. UK time on Radio Sega. Coming up next, or coming up after that, we'll have Shenmue Dojo, the Shenmue Dojo podcast at 8 p.m. as you know, another part of our guest night's programming, with a review of Shenmue, the animation episode 8. That's airing tomorrow, Monday. Then on Thursday, we'll have the Strictly Sonic show with CD-ROM 1019, followed on Friday by Pick and Mix with Green Viper 8 at 7 p.m. VG Beats Box at 9 p.m. on Friday as well. And then Saturday Night Sega at 10 p.m. UK time on Saturday. And then on Sunday, it's going to be full evening, starting at 7 p.m. with the usual LMC block, followed by the announcements, the results of Radio Sega's Fan Choice Awards 2022. Don't forget to vote, because on Sunday we'll have the results airing on Radio Sega. We'll play the tracks in order, and we'll announce the winners of both Song of the Year and Remix of the Year. And then Night Train will air once more. We'll ride once more at 11 p.m. UK time with more chill and relaxing music and conversation. And these weird noises that I make as well when I speak very close to the microphone. Yes. Anyway, let's play more music, shall we? That's why you're here. And when we come back, we'll say goodbye and let you go to sleep peacefully and soundly. Coming up next, oh, it's a tune. We have The Consoles. This is the I think this is the first track by The Consoles that we play on Night Train. Definitely not the last. It won't be the last, I'm sure. They're an amazing jazz band from Australia, and they do awesome jazz covers of Sega tracks. So this is just one of many amazing jazzy tunes that you can find by The Consoles. You should check them out. This next one features Glenn Lumanta on vocals, and this is a Sonic track, not a Persona track. So I have one question for you guys. It's a very important question. And let me just check my watch. So it's 9 past midnight where I'm at right now. And my question, my honest to God question, I'm really, really curious right now. Can you really feel the sunshine? I'm sure it's brightening up someone's day somewhere. Yeah.
Can you see the sun is shining on me? It makes me feel so free, so alive. It makes me want to survive. And the sky, it makes me feel so high. The bad times pass me by, 'cause today is gonna be a brighter day. Can you feel the sunshine? Does it brighten up your day? Don't you feel that sometimes you just need to run away? Reach out for the sunshine and forget about the rain. Just think about the good times and they'll come back again. Oh, oh, oh. No, 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 no. Feel the sunshine. Oh, there's nothing for me to do. Can you feel the sunshine too? It's coming through.
and it makes me feel brand new. When you're here, I wish you were always near, 'cause everything's so clear, and today is gonna be a brighter day. Can you feel the sunshine? Does it brighten up your day? Don't you feel that sometimes you just need to run away? Reach out for the sunshine, just forget about the rain. Just think about the good times, and they will come back again. When the sun goes down, I feel like I am waiting for another day. When the clouds go away,
favorite podcast service. Be sure to leave us a review if you're feeling relaxed.
Without a sign, grasping yet the real question to be asked. Where have I been? I'm a shapeshifter, half pose masquerade, hiding both face and mind. I'll wait for you to draw. I'm a shapeshifter. Don't take off my mask, revealing dark. Of calm, nothing left to be found. A mirror right in front of me, that's where I find an empty glass reflecting the sad truth. It's telling words not to be told. I need the mask. I'm a shapeshifter. Hiding both face and mind, all free for you to draw. I'm a shapeshifter, chained down to my core. Please don't take off my mask, a place to hide. To see me, just a cage of bones, there's nothing inside. Will it unleash me, burning down the walls? Is there a way for me to break? I'm a shapeshifter, half pose masquerade. Free for you to draw. I'm a shapeshifter, have no face to show. Please don't take off my mask, my
Irene with Beneath the Mask from Persona 5. Ooh, yeah. Featuring, featuring Sapphire, was it? Is it? Wait. Likely. Where's my information? I lost that. No, this is just Seb Irene. I'm sorry. I was mistaken. I thought we had Sapphire here on this track as well, but no, that's for the next one, for the final one. Ooh, spoilers. We had Seb Irene, Beneath the Mask, and before that, The Consoles featuring Glenn Lumonta. Can you feel the sunshine? Apparently no. People said no. I apologize. Hopefully tomorrow morning you can feel the sunshine. Although, usually, if you're in the UK, you probably don't feel it very often, which is a shame. We had a very lovely day here in Portugal today, so yeah. feel free to remove this from my request list. Oh, did you request this one, Hydro? For the passenger mix. I mean, it's always nice to play this one. It's beautiful. Oh, and there are many, many versions of Beneath the Mask that we can play that would fit the show. So don't worry, even if I don't play this one, I'm sure we can find like 100 different remixes of this that we can play throughout the season of the show. So since Hydro mentioned this, and before we go, radio.se.j/nighttrain for you to request tracks for our upcoming passenger mix. Come back next week, ride the train again next week, and I'll let you know when we'll have that first special passenger mix of Night Train. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed this week's show. I hope you enjoyed the journey through whatever beautiful scenery you are imagining while you're listening to this show. Maybe your favorite Sega games, maybe the best JRPG you've ever played, the battlefield of the JRPG. I don't know what goes on in your head, so don't ask me. But I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you've been enjoying the vibe of this show. Let me know if you have any suggestions, if there's anything you'd like me to do differently, or anything to add to the show to make it more interesting. And obviously, I'm waiting for your requests for the upcoming passenger mix to be happening very soon. So that's it. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Sega. We know that you love Radio Sega. We love you back as well. Remember, we play the best Sega music 24/7. I hope this was the proper end to your weekend and week. And I hope this was also a nice way to get you, you know, more relaxed for whatever comes up in this coming week. Hope everything goes well for you. Hope you stay safe. Hope you have an amazing week. Stay tuned to Radio Sega. Go play some Persona, even if I am failing on that department. Don't be like me. Learn from my mistakes. Play some Persona. Some Persona 3 Portable, Persona 4 Golden, Persona 5 Royal, all available on modern systems. And if you're subscribed to Game Pass, you can play them without paying anything, which, you know, apart from the Game Pass subscription, which is a bonus. So do that. I've been KC, your conductor for this week's ride on Radio Sega's Night Train. Our final stop, our final track, is yet another Persona cover. It's by Sapphire this time, yes, and the Consoles once more. Sapphire and the Consoles with a great cover of Snowflakes from Persona 4. I hope you enjoyed the show. Have an amazing week. I'll see you all next week. Bye bye. Thick and thin.
this friendship, it was built to last. Here we swore that we'd be true to bonds that were forged in our past. Snowflakes falling on your face, a cold wind blows away.
Shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.